Golf Smarter Premium number 502, published on August 18, 2015. This is the day we announce the four winners of the all-new Ben Hogan Golf TK15 wedges. Stay tuned. Power up your game with T-Link, golf's newest and most affordable GPS unit with co-founder Derek Rookie.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Derek.
Hey, Fred.
How are you?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And thank you for turning me on to the newest GPS product to hit the market, T-Link. I'm very excited about this because you've seemed to accomplish something very important in the GPS market. And that is a great price point.
Yeah, thanks. It's been quite a journey to get to where we are now. And we've had to do a few things very differently in the market to get to a $99 price point. But we're just getting going, and I'm really excited to get one in your hands and get your feedback and kind of just chat about it here on the podcast.
And that is what we'll do, is chat about it for a while. But I need to know, I mean, you look like, we've had ads for Harry's razors on the show multiple times. You don't even look like you shave, man. You are awfully young to be sometimes you shave.
Yeah.
How is it that you, young entrepreneur yourself, got into a golf product? Tell me the story on that.
Yeah, sure. So golf kind of became my passion when I was 12 years old. I feel like people that kind of latch onto the sport have that, that aha moment where they're on the golf course and they, all of a sudden the putts start dropping and they start like hearing the birds chirping and they start seeing the divots flying. And I just kind of fell in love with it when I was 12 years old. And, I just decided like one day, like there's no other way I would rather spend every single waking second than spend it on a golf course. So I basically did just that from the age 12 to 20. And I became pretty good. I started playing in like junior golf events. By the time I was 18, I was a top 10 junior golfer in Canada. And then that landed me a golf scholarship to go play for a university in Texas, which was, kind of the main goal that I wanted to, achieve out of starting golf competitively. And when I got to university, I started to kind of recognize that the skills that you have to develop in order to become a great competitive golfer were also very advantageous to an educating setting or even just business. And that's like having a good work ethic, determination, and just really being able to dedicate yourself to something for an extended period of time. And so I kind of started moving away from, competitive golf being like everything I focused on, 14 hours a day on the range, to wanting to put that kind of work ethic into something else that could potentially just put me ahead a little bit. And so when I was in university in Texas, I started like day trading the stock market full time. When I was in my dorm room, I started an eBay business where I was like importing goods out of China into my dorm room and selling them on eBay. And I built that up. It was actually became pretty big, and I was making some good money out of my dorm room. So I decided like, look, I'm just going to enjoy golf for what it is and not continue to invest all this time into it. And so I went home, and that eBay business was actually ended up failing for me. It was a big failure, and I learned a ton from kind of doing these little tiny ventures on the side and, going through a few successes and a few failures. And then I ended up finishing or enrolling to finish my degree here in Calgary, Alberta at Mount Royal University in their innovation and entrepreneurship program. And in the first class that you take for the entre program, you basically just come up with an idea around something that you're passionate about. And so for me, the whole Malcolm Gladwell thing, what have you invested your 10,000 hours in? What do you, really know? And so for me, that was golf. And I saw these GPS watches you know, becoming really popular along with just wearable tech. And it was pretty obvious why they were becoming so popular. Like, as a golfer, it's, especially an average golfer, you just want to be able to enjoy your game and not have to think about too much. So being able to just look at your wrist and have a yardage really quickly, you know, it became popular. And so I tried these watches on, and, you know, long story short, I just decided these watches were great, but they were far too distracting. They were bulky, heavy, really cumbersome, and they were expensive. So I just wanted to find a way to, you know, create that same kind of convenience, but put it into something that was much more affordable and much more comfortable to wear. Kind of more like wearing a bracelet, like one of those balance bracelets that you see golfers wearing. And so that was the original vision for it. And, you know, along the way, I just picked up a bunch of mentors. I met the right investors. I brought on my co-founder and CTO, who had the technical background behind this, to kind of develop the software behind it. And then I consider myself just to be kind of the hustle and the vision of the company. And it definitely takes a lot of hustle to get something like this off the ground, especially being, you know, 21 years old.
Tell me the moment that, tell me about the moment that you just, you came to that realization that, yeah, maybe the tour golf is not going to work for me. Tell me what that epiphany was like. And it's like, no, I think if I'm going to make a lot of money, it's going to be in business and not in golf.
Yeah. It's funny. It was a very specific moment, actually, when I was playing a qualifier round. So it's like university golf, like all of the entire team gets out onto the course and they do qualifier rounds to see who's going to go to play at the next tournament. And the next tournament was in Vegas, and I just really wanted to go to Vegas. So I put a lot of pressure on myself for this tournament. And while I was in my qualifier round, I was just playing, you know, I was having a bad time. Like, I just really wasn't enjoying the game, as much as I used to. I kind of put too much pressure on myself for it. And during that round, I had some open trades in the stock market, and I ended up making like $3,000 in a matter of hours. And I'm just like, look, I think I would rather dedicate my time to something that's really working and I'm actually getting some enjoyment out of than, you know, something that's kind of started to become more of a chore. And I felt like I had milked golf for all that it could give me. And, you know, just realizing that it didn't feel like quitting to me, because it felt like the lessons learned and the skills I gained out of trying to become a very highly competitive golfer were the reason why I could make money in the stock market in the first place. So why not apply that to something else?
And what skills and lessons were those that you learned? And, you know, I mean, like, you talked about how you failed miserably on eBay. And that probably was a huge lesson too. I mean, what do we learn from doing things right? We just keep repeating it, not knowing why it was right. It just happened. But here you are getting experience at a young age to teach you something on how to move forward.
Totally. Golf is a microcosm of life. I definitely believe that. And I feel like a little bit of an old soul just because of everything that I've had to go through on the golf course, which is strange to say, but one of the big things that I've learned that's really helped with getting a startup off the ground is when you're running a startup and you're getting something like T-Link running, it seems like on a daily basis, what is the best thing of your entire life happens to you. And on the exact same day, the worst thing of your entire life happens to you. There's constantly new things up in the air that are happening that, you know, one second you get a 5,000 unit order and the next second your manufacturing breaks down and you can't even get those 5,000 units off the ground or something like that. And what golf has really taught me is it's not so much about how you perceive something as good or bad on the golf course, whether that's a missed 3-foot putt or, you know, a chip in. It's more about how you actually deal with that situation and react to it. So what golf taught me is, in between that, I guess that stimulus of something good or bad happening to you and your reaction to it, in between those two things is really opportunity that almost nobody recognizes to process it, to think about it, and to react in a way that someone else might just kind of pull the trigger on an emotional response. And when you get emotional on the golf course, things can go bad very quickly.
You did learn a lot. That's awesome. to the Golf Smarter podcast audience, we are also broadcasting this live on Periscope. And to those of you who are watching on Periscope right now, if you have any questions for Derek about his lessons learned or about T-Link, which we're going to talk a lot about, please go ahead and submit them on your phone right there and let us know what you're thinking about and if you can hear properly. Derek, in growing up, when you got hooked on golf and then all of a sudden you realized, you know, you took it as far as you could that you felt. When you made that decision that golf is not going to be your life as far as being on the course, was that a relief? Was that depressing? Were you happy? How did that make you feel?
At the time of making that decision, it was a little tough. Just because I know how much time I had invested into one singular thing, which is learning how to hit a ball into a hole in as few strokes as possible. That kind of went through my head of how many thousands of hours have I invested into this one thing that, you know, I might not really use anymore to, you know, try and further a career in it. But I quickly kind of, you know, was able to recognize that those hours weren't just going into, like I said, hitting a ball into a hole, but more so into just kind of developing as a person, you know, developing that work ethic, which is something that I feel has always separated me, you know, always being the first on the range and then the last off at the end of the day on the golf course. So now that's just translated into, you know, the first into the office and the last out or whatever it might be. And I was actually, when I realized that, it was actually a feeling of excitement to realize that, like, holy, I have all these extra hours that I used to invest into golf that I can invest into other things, you know. It kind of excited me to have this free time to just put into something that, you know, might actually leverage that time investment into something much bigger.
I have to ask, all the hours that you had invested in playing, in learning about yourself and learning about the game and what it taught you about how to conduct yourself. You've been vague in our emails, and I need to ask for myself, what did Golf Smarter have to do with any of that?
Yeah, Golf Smarter was, it's actually so cool to be on this for me because, so I was so like, all I wanted to do was get better at golf. So when I practiced, when I was younger, like, I don't know, probably from 14 and up, I'd be on the range for 4 or 5 hours at a time. And I thought it was extremely inefficient. This is the way that I thought it was extremely inefficient for me to be listening to music while I was playing, when I could instead be listening to something that was actually building out, you know, my mental game or maybe a new tip that I could be using on the range while I was practicing. So I would just be practicing away and away, and I would just listen to Golf Smarter while I was playing. And I felt like, you know, even if the guy beside me was practicing just as hard as I was, I had like an extra edge on that guy just because, you know, I was picking up this tip that maybe he would never learn and being able to apply it. It's kind of cool to actually be on this now.
Well, it's very cool to have you on. I'm flattered that you would use that as a way to improve your game. Thank you. It's very cool to have you on the show, too. So now let's talk about T-Link. I'm really impressed. You know, you talked about the other products out there being bulky, heavy, and expensive. What did you want to address immediately those again watching on Periscope, I'm holding up the box right now for the T-Link GPS golf watch, convenience, comfort, and style. What were the things that you felt you needed to address immediately in improving on what was already in the marketplace?
So the key thing right off the bat for me was just the overall size and style of the watch. When I tried on the original, you know, like the Garmin S1, I think was the first watch that was really started blowing up in the market. I tried it on and it was so uncomfortable and distracting that I could hardly even hit the ball straight, just because I'm not used to wearing a watch when I play golf. Like I just wear one of those balance bracelets and that's pretty much it. And I know I just knew by nature of playing a lot of golf with amateur golfers, I just know that a lot of people don't like to wear watches when they play because of that exact reason, big and bulky. So the first thing was, is there a way to kind of scale down, you know, this technology into something that's much more smaller, kind of rolls with your wrist nicely, it's light, and feels more like a fitness tracker than a, you know, a big bulky watch. And so, you know, that was the first big thing. And then I just kind of recognized that, like, the golf GPS retail market is kind of like this small pond with big fish in it. You know, you got guys like Garmin and Bushnell and Skycaddy and names that everyone knows. So I needed to find a way to get a price down to that $99 level just to kind of make it more of an impulse buy for people. And so, yeah, really the first 2 months of having the idea was just validating it in my network that people really would value having a lightweight, small device that could be worn like so T-Link can be worn both as a watch and as a belt clip. The unit pops out. And so I wanted to make sure that that was something people would value over potentially having more features. And the response was overwhelmingly yes. So that kind of gave the go ahead.
Smart move. Very good. I'm for those who, again, are on Periscope, this is what my T-Link looks like on my wrist. It is very lightweight. It's very comfortable. There you go. He's got one, too. Of course, he's got one. Now I've got one, too. It's very lightweight. It's very comfortable. It's not distracting. But, you know, how is it that you were able to get away from the $299, $399, $450, you know, $500 price point with something that is so lightweight, comfortable, small? Why? How does it work? And why is the price so different than what the big boys have to offer?
So the big thing that we had to do was we're trying to make sure that the focus on the device side is strictly on providing that comfortable experience and yet having that really accurate data at a low cost. So the way that we were able to do that is by utilizing a piece of technology that pretty much everyone in North America uses on a daily basis. And it's really the most powerful thing that any of us own right now. And that's your smartphone. So we figured that, you know, in order to cut down on costs on the device side, some of those big costs include like having enough memory and having a built-on GPS onto the device that's constantly pulling GPS, which requires a larger battery as well to handle that GPS signal. And so what we decided to do was, why not utilize a GPS battery and memory platform that everyone carries with them at all times? So T-Link just uses Bluetooth to connect with your phone and then run off the GPS that's built right into your phone. So we're able to kind of keep the hardware and the core technology onto something that you already own. And that also allowed us to differentiate ourselves kind of from an updating perspective as well. Because one of the big problems that these GPS watches have is golf courses are constantly being updated. And you have to plug your watch into your computer, go to Garmin.com or whatever it is and download a new database. As opposed to with us, since it's on the app, everything's just being pulled from the cloud. So anytime a course is updated, you never have to update the app, do anything. You're constantly getting the freshest database and you know that you're getting the most accurate yardage as possible. So yeah, by utilizing the phone, we're able to dramatically reduce all of our costs and be able to have some, you know, some good margins at a low price point.
For a while, I've been using the Bushnell Hybrid, which I rarely see people use, and I think it's really one of the better ones that are out there, because not only does it have the GPS, but it has the rangefinder on it as well. I picked mine up on eBay. And so you get front, middle, back, but you can also, you know, scope out the pin, so you have a better understanding of how deep, you know, how much room you have to play. But I have been enjoying this for the quick glance. You know, it's like, or when somebody else says, can you give me a read? Boom, I don't have to go nuts over it. But I live in an area that is spotty on cell service. There's a lot of hills, a lot of mountains here. The San Francisco area is notorious for having bad cell service on all of the major carriers and minor ones as well. There's been one time where I went out and played using my T-Link, where when I was on the first tee, it wasn't connecting. But then once I started walking the course, I looked down and I had the signal, so I was fine the rest of the way once it did connect. But there was one time that I just couldn't connect. How do we get around? Have you figured anything out that if you're having spotty cell service, that you still can use the T-Link?
Yeah, so that's probably the biggest big factor I have right now. You do need good cell service for it to be the most accurate yardage as possible. We did happen to develop an algorithm that helps with that a little bit. So the way that GPS works is it's constantly pulling from the satellites that are nearby and requesting your location to just coordinate with them and do all the math to determine exactly where you are. And when you don't have, you know, when you're not above one of those satellites, one of the things that we found we could kind of hack into to get it slightly less accurate, but at least give you yardages, you know, that are reasonable by tapping into the cell towers that are around you and triangulating your position based on that. It's very confusing. I didn't develop it. My business partner, who's kind of like the computer genius, did that. But yeah, in all honesty, you need to have decent cell service, you know, at least two bars, I would say, to, you know, have it work. And that's kind of, you know, if you've ever used one of the GPS apps on the golf course that, you know, I think millions of people use, if one of those works, then ours will work, and it'll work better because of that triangulating kind of algorithm that we developed. And kind of just to add on to that, because it's using your phone, it's using data on your phone as well, but we actually found a way to make that extremely efficient, and it'll only use about 250 kilobytes of data throughout an entire round. So, I mean, if you compare that to like a roaming package when you're traveling, I think it equates to like 10 cents on your roaming package or something like that for a round of golf. So it's pretty efficient in that regard.
Very efficient. And we're talking kilobytes, not megabytes. So it's really small. Talk to me about one of the things that everybody, when I talk to about this thing and say that you're tapped into your phone, there's an app, and the first question that always comes up is battery life. What kind of impact is it going to have on battery life?
Yeah, so the T-Link itself, the battery's pretty good. I mean, if you're playing 5 days in a row, it'll definitely last, you know, like all 5 days. And we've actually, like, even if it's dead, we've really worked hard on, because I know a lot of people when they're, you know, going to golf, they'll just kind of grab things at the last minute and run to their tee time. So if you charge it for like, if it's dead and you charge it for like a minute, it'll last you 18 holes, no problem. And then on the phone side, this is kind of a cool selling point for us, for anybody that's not made the switch from just using a GPS app on their phone to, you know, using a wearable or a hard GPS. And that's that when you use these apps, they're using almost 100% of your phone battery. And that's because you're constantly taking out your phone. The screen is on, the screen kills your battery, and you're constantly having to look at the screen in order to get your yardages. So because T-Link allows you to kind of keep your phone away in your bag or in your pocket and keep that phone off, it'll only use about 20% of your phone battery on a typical 18-hole round, which is, I think, pretty reasonable for, you know, the majority of people that try and have their phones charged at all times.
That's interesting that you said 20% of the phone battery life. I guess it would depend on the phone. I've got an iPhone 6 Plus, and it's not using 20%. I mean, I'm 10 to 15% on mine.
Beautiful. Yeah, I like to kind of give an overestimation so people don't freak out if it's using like more 20% and I say 10, but that's great to hear.
Yeah, that is good to hear. Now, the other thing that's so cool about, I love that concept of you just don't have to take the phone out of your pocket anymore. It's not going to, because that's what really is a big drain, is turning it on, turning it off, turning it on, turning it off. But there are other services that really, for me, was a huge selling point and put it over the top of how excited I was of other services that are provided on the T-Link in the app. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I really liked the, when I was at one of my first PGA shows before this was even an idea, I saw everyone, like probably 30% of the people at this PGA show walking around with like Fitbits or like Nike Fuels activity trackers. And golf is quickly becoming this more of a, you know, an active sport. People like, you know, they're looking at guys like Rory McIlroy that are just getting ripped and, you know, they're starting to want to track their fitness on the course. So we wanted to build in an accelerometer into T-Link that allows you to track your steps, your distance walked, and your calories burned, both on and off the course. And so when you go into our app, all of that information is just kind of loaded up. And, you know, you can, at the end of your round, you'll get an update and it'll say, you know, you burned however many calories, 2,000 calories, you took 11,000 steps, this is how far you walked. And we're even further building that out right now that'll give some more stats. And I'm running a beta of it right now, which if anyone's on Periscope, this is like a super sneak peek, but it'll tell you like your accumulated, I don't know if that'll show up, it'll focus there of like all your stats throughout all your rounds of golf. We're even building out like a beer simulator, so it'll tell you how many beers you burned while you're on the course and good things like that.
So now it's starting to save data, because I've noticed that if I, you know, as soon as the round to conserve battery life, as soon as my round was over on the first one or two times that I tried it, I would turn the little unit off. And then when I would go to the app and look for, you know, how much, because I love to walk golf courses, but I also love to know how much I'm walking. I would check and it's like, oh, but I turned it off. So that data wasn't there anymore. It kind of disappeared. So are you going to be able to save the data now? And that's why you can accumulate over the multiple courses?
So the way that this one's working is when you hit end round in the app, so when you're done, there's a little red button that just makes you end the round. And then that's what triggers, you know, the end of your round also from a pedometer perspective. So that takes all the information that you walked from the start of your round to when you just hit that button and loads it into the app, and then it's stored there forever for you to go back and look on. Now, we are working on an update where this limited kind of just the steps, distance walk, calories burned will be available to see on the watch face as well of the T-Link. That'll come. It's something we're building out. It's just when we started, the phone is just a much better way of displaying detailed information and targeted information for what a user wants, as opposed to just kind of, you know, we wanted to keep this display really thin and small, and it's not really enough real estate to do what we wanted with, you know, giving golfers as much kind of health information as we possibly could while they're playing and tracking their health.
Will I get the updates when you get those out on this unit itself, not just my phone, or will I have to update my unit later as well?
Yeah, so we built this in a cool way. This is another reason why I just love a smartphone being your kind of platform for operation of T-Link. And that's when we can update both like the app software, like so just, you know, when you're downloading a new app or something changes to an app, we can update that. But the cool thing is that through the T-Link app, you can also update any kind of the software and the firmware of how the T-Link itself works. So for example, we're going to be releasing an update that'll allow stat tracking, in end of August, early September here. And so that's completely changing all of the kind of functionality of the way that T-Link works that you own right now. And so all you'll have to do is go into the app. You won't have to change anything. You'll just have to hit the update button. That will send over and update everything on T-Link. And then when it turns back on, all of a sudden it functions like a totally new device. You'll be able to track your scores, your greens in regulation, your fairways hit, your putts per round. And that's an exciting kind of addition that we're going to be adding to this pretty quickly here.
Exciting is not descriptive enough. That was jaw dropping to hear that information that you're going to have that as well. Do you have a time frame?
It's really cool the way that we're going to build it out. So the way that it'll work is when you get onto the green, what it does now is it automatically changes holes for you if you have that enabled. But now if you have stat tracking, what it'll do is on T-Link, it'll just bring up a series of screens that will allow you to, one, select your score, and then this next screen will be able to select, did you hit the fairway, left, right, or center? And then the third will just be putts. And so when you enter that information just quickly from your wrist, it takes less than 10 seconds. What will happen is on the app on your phone, a scorecard will be totally filled out with all your information of your entire round, and then we'll be able to kind of graph what your round looked like in terms of what was your percentage of fairways hit, your percentage of greens hit, how many putts, what your performance was like on par threes versus par fours. And you'll be able to open up your phone and have all this detailed information that can kind of outline your game without, you know, having to put in too much effort. You're just really pressing a few buttons at the end of each hole and you're done. You have all this info in your phone. And you can kind of, you know, we're going to build it out so you can share that with people. We're going to eventually throw in like tips and handicapping different things. So one of the things that when I was a junior, I started using one of those stat tracking softwares that got you to kind of detail your entire round. And it gave you a handicap based on like your short game, your long game, your irons, all that. And it wasn't until I used that software that I realized I'm a way worse short game player than I thought I was. I was like a 14 handicap short game player and like a +3 iron and driving player. So I needed to focus more on the short game, and it took the software for me to actually realize that. So that's something that I want to really focus on building out on T-Link as well.
Game Golf was, I don't know if that was the one you were using, but Game Golf for me opened my eyes to that and changed my game as well.
Totally. Yeah. It's a big battle of that is just recognizing, you know, through stats and data where you need to be improving. And it's incredible how quickly you can improve when you recognize, oh, if I just, you know, work on my 5 footers, I could save myself potentially 6 strokes around. That's pretty powerful.
It's very powerful. So in addition to the wristband that the unit pops in and out of, so you can just pop it out and just have it in your pocket if you don't want to wear something on your wrist. But you also included a clip that works both on your, I guess, on your cap, but it mainly for belt loop, or putting on your belt.
This is the clip right here, and you clip it on your belt. We've had a few people clip it onto like their shirt or their collar as well, or onto their hat. Yeah, and that just kind of gives an option for the people that, you know, just don't want anything on their wrist. Period. And you know, I actually use the belt clip probably more than I use the wristband.
When you're using the belt clip, are you able to bend this thing? I mean, are you just turn your whole belt? I'm trying to figure out. I can see how it comfortably fits on the belt loop, but I guess, oh, I see. You would just kind of, I'm trying to figure it out right now. Stand up and give us a demonstration on video here while we're watching you on Periscope, how it works on your belt loop.
Sure. Well, the way we designed it was it kind of bends naturally. I'm not even wearing a belt right now, so this might not be the best demonstration, but when you put it on your belt clip or your belt, it kind of jars itself forward a little bit just by nature of the thickness of any kind of belt. And so when you're looking down at it, the screen is slightly tilted towards you, and then it's really just a matter of kind of tilting the bell clip up a little bit. It's flexible, so you don't really have to ever take it off. And the screen is readable enough where you can really just leave it on there and see the numbers just fine.
I'm glad that you mentioned that you can see the screen, because obviously one of the issues with people pulling out their cell phone all the time, again, not just battery life, but it's tough in the bright light to see a cell phone and a colored screen like that. And the screen that you're utilizing looks more like one of the original Kindle Paperwhite. I mean, the numbers just pop off the screen. They don't need to be in color. They're just numbers, right? So you're not looking at greens and things like that. You're just looking at the numbers. So those numbers really do pop off the screen.
Yeah, that was really important, and that cost us actually a lot of money to make sure that we had the right screen to make it super readable. It's actually the more sunlight that's on it, the more readable it is. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with that aspect of it. That's obviously key for something that's going to be on the golf course.
Obviously. You mentioned before that, and I've not been able to get this to work right, so I'm going to have you help me with this, is you mentioned that you can use it as a watch. It'll tell the time. It's even though when I connect, so once I connect the or reconnect the phone to the unit, all of a sudden now it's just showing me golf data. It's not showing me a clock. How do I get it if I just want it to be the watch?
So the way that the time setting works on it is, first when you connect, what T-Link is doing, when you first turn it on, it'll be showing an inaccurate time. It's when you connect to your phone that it just grabs whatever time is currently on your phone, puts it on the T-Link watch, and then you'll be able to view time when you're disconnected. So once you're connected, it grabs the time, and then all you have to do is go in the app and disconnect or just turn off your Bluetooth. And then it'll revert to like the regular time screen. Like, so right now it's 11:42 where I am.
So then as long as the unit has connected, but then you turn off the Bluetooth connection to it, then it just goes back to being a watch? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So whenever you're not connected, it's just functioning as a watch. Right. And we are actually, I'm running a beta on this one right now, where you will be able to switch between yardages and time while you're on the golf course, just selecting the middle button. And that's, like I said, that's just like, there's these little things like that, that our users have started requesting, where, you know, I would love to be able to see the time while I'm playing golf, which is a fair request. So we're able to just quickly kind of pump out these updates, within our team of, you know, everyone that's on our team, where I'm just testing it all day. Just to make sure that there's no crashes, no bugs. And then once it's ready, we'll just send it out through the app. You'll hit update, and then you'll be able to use that same feature yourself.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And actually, one of the things that I learned when I was looking at the stat tracker, as far as how much I walked, how many calories I burned and stuff, it told me how long the round was, which is also something good to note, so that when you go to play a course on a regular basis, you know, what day of week you're playing, whatever, how long it takes to play that course.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So give us the, let's talk about how to find it, the URL, and talk about pricing again.
Sure. Yeah. So if you guys are interested in taking a look, you can just go to www.golftlink.com. That's just one word, GOLFTLINK. And if you can actually... So the way that it's working is you can buy either just this, like our standard black or white T-Link. It comes with both the wristband and the belt clip and the unit, obviously. And then we also sell like wristband accessories for anyone who's watching. I'm just holding up a pink wristband. So we sell blue, pink, and red wristbands separately. We sell those for $14.95. And then we sell the T-Link unit itself for $99. And so if you guys want to check it out, you can use the discount code GolfSmarter, and then that'll give you $10 off any of your purchases online.
Oh, that is so nice. I love hearing that. So let me repeat it so everyone is very clear. This is got to be the lowest price GPS unit on the market at only $99. But because you are a Golf Smarter listener, Derek has just made the very generous offer. When you check out on any purchase you make at golftlink.com, including the unit, you will get $10 off on the unit itself. Now you're not going to get $10 off on the wristband, which is only $14.95. But you get 10% off on that? How does that work? You know?
Yes. I mean, it's just $10 off any order. I think that was over $70. So it has to include a T-Link unit. And then whatever else afterwards, it'll just be $10 off the order.
There you go. So anything over $70, you're going to get $10 off the entire order, which is a great way to go. So now you've got an $89 GPS unit to wear on your wrist. This is unbelievable product. At that price point, it solves so many different issues that golfers have. It saves pace of play. It cuts down on your pace of play. It's incredible. So, again, thank you for your generous offer of $10 off for all Golf Smarter listeners. Just use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER when you're checking out on any order over $70. I've got to make a couple of announcements. As a matter of fact, I think today is the day we announce our big winner of the Ben Hogan Golf Wedges. So I'm going to make a couple of announcements right now. When we come back, I'd like to get a quick T-Link tip from you that we're going to record on video and share it with everybody coming up soon. So can we do that with you?
Right on. Sounds good.
Oh, we have so much to discuss this week. First, let's make sure you got all the information correct about T-Link. T-Link is a lightweight Bluetooth device that pairs with your smartphone to give you GPS yardage to the green, front, middle, back, but it also tracks your distance walk, steps taken, and calories burned. I love the pedometer part of this. And as a Golf Smarter listener, you get $10 off any order over $70. You're not going to find this discount or this offer anywhere else, including Revolution Golf. Make sure you use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER. I'm fairly certain it's one word, but if it doesn't work, try it as two words. And go to golftlink.com. That's GOLFTLINK.com. Now, before we announce the four winners of the pair of Ben Hogan Golf TK15 wedges, I'd like to share a brief recap on how our friends Bubba and Tiger, better known as our gambling gurus, did over the past three majors where they shared their predictions. Of the five long shots they selected at 100-1 or longer, four of them made the cut at this past week's PGA Championship. Also, they selected three players, Tony Finau at 200-1, Russell Henley at 150-1, and Justin Thomas at 100-1, that each finished in the top 20. In the pool of favorites for the PGA Championship, they targeted winner Jason Day and runner-up Jordan Spieth as two of the three players most likely to win the tournament. So they did very well on the PGA Championship. Now back at the British Open, or the Open Championship, they targeted only three outright winner plays as having value, including the winner at 80-1, Zach Johnson. And on their very first appearance for the U.S. Open, one of them laid out five matchups as profitable bets here on the podcast. Four of those were winners. The other prognosticator, Tiger, chose Jordan Spieth as the winner and identified him as having a value as an outright winner bet at 8-1. So all in all, if you followed their advice, you probably made a pretty good profit. Congratulations. Now, if all goes well, we'll have them back for all four majors next season. Of course, I'd really appreciate your feedback on how you did, what you thought of that kind of content, and whether or not you'd like to hear these guys again next season. Now, I appreciate your patience, but it's time to bring out the drum roll, the low-budget drum roll. Low budget show. I got Terry Kaler on the line, CEO of Ben Hogan Golf, to help us announce the names of these winners. Terry, thank you so much for your generosity on this giveaway.
Well, it's exciting for us to reach out into the communities and brighten somebody's day with two of the finest wedges ever to be introduced to golf. And these four winners are going to be very happy about what they're going to have in their bag very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, as soon as I got my thank you very much for my birthday gift, as soon as I received my irons and wedges from you, I went out and had a lesson immediately, knowing that this transition was not going to be easy. And so, and you may have seen the video already that we did with Doug Acton up at the Meadow Club, looking at the clubs. It was the first time he'd seen them, and he was very familiar with your work with Eidolon and Score Golf. So he was very excited to see these clubs. So I videotaped his first view. But then I took a lesson with him, and he said, look, if you're going to play, you know, if you're going to transition to some blades like this, you're going to need to make some adjustments to your swing. And so he did some radical moves to me, but now all of a sudden I'm hitting a draw and I'm hitting the ball farther and higher than I ever have. And it looks beautiful. So between the these clubs and my new swing, luckily on vacation, I got to hit up 100 balls every single morning so I can work on it. But boy, I'm getting really excited about getting out on the course with these clubs.
Yeah. Well, we hear more and more people think they can't hit a blade, and then they'll, you know, try these Fortworth 15 irons and realize that they're wrong. They can play a blade golf club, this kind of a blade, because of what we've done. We brought a measure of forgiveness to a traditional blade that nobody's ever done before. And we just continue to get rave reviews on this golf club. And, you know, and the wedges, they speak for themselves. I mean, we have people of every handicap play these wedges, and people realize the value of having your wedges custom built. Nobody's really ever done their wedges that way. And there's nothing will improve your scoring game and your short range performance better than this particular wedge, and then have it custom built to you. I mean, you got the best of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And anybody who's been listening to the podcast for a long time or is familiar with the Score Golf wedges or has them in their bag, this is an upgrade that you really need to consider, because I love my Score Golf wedges. But now all of a sudden I'm even more excited because I've used these twice on the course already, and they just feel that much better.
Well, that's great. Well, we have four people getting ready to have a match pair coming their way, don't we?
Yes, we do. Random drawing, and you have the winners' names right there. Would you please make the announcement of their name and, if you have it, where they're from?
Well, we've got a really nice geographical coverage of the country. Our first winner is Bill Woodhull of Lago Vista, Texas, right down here in our neighborhood.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations, Bill. Next winner is Chris Hyder of Jonesboro, Tennessee. So we got the middle of the country.
Good.
Third winner is Albert Chin of Middleton, Wisconsin. Beautiful state. Just had a pretty big week there last week.
Yeah, kind
of. I just love Door County, by the way. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I have friends there. And our fourth winner is Mike Malik, M-A-L-I-K, Malik of San Rafael, California. So Bill, Chris, Albert, Mike, congratulations. Fred will be giving you the details on how to call us and work through your fitting and get those TK15 wedges headed your way.
Oh, that is great. Congratulations, guys, and thanks to everybody who participated. And, of course, thanks again to Ben Hogan Golf at benhogangolf.com for being so generous with this. Terry, appreciate it so much.
We always enjoy being on the show, Fred. Let's find something cool to talk about and do another episode soon.
You know I'm going to be ringing you up.
Okay, thank you.
And now Derek Rookie of GolfTLink.com has a quick tip on how to best use your T-Link GPS system.
Yeah, so when you're using T-Link and you're playing with it, one of the things that's really important to remember is that it uses Bluetooth to connect with your phone. And although you can leave your phone in your golf bag or in your golf cart, something that you need to remember is that the yardages themselves and where you're getting your yardages from is from wherever your phone is, because it's using the GPS on your phone. So just to be kind of conscious that wherever you're leaving this is where your yardages are coming from. So if you are leaving it in your cart and you're walking 100 yards away from it, your yards are going to be a little bit off. So most people try and keep it in their pocket or in their bag if it's close by them.